up to Tinnehealy again, in Tinnehealy and Carr, New Union, as in a moment we remember the events of 1988. At present, Tinnehealy is the base parish for one of our two archdeacons. The other is in Ardamyne, and our two archdeacons work closely alongside the bishop in the administration of the diocese, the care of the clergy, the combining of what is pastoral and what is administrative in a distinctive way to keep diocesan wheels turning and to keep diocesan strategy evolving. And on another occasion, I suggested we might remember in our thoughts and prayers the lay diocesan staff. This is a moment to remember in this parish, and as I say, in Ardamyne, the vital work the archdeacons do alongside me and with me. And so we remember Ruth and Bob. 1988. The horrors of the Troubles continued to permeate the land in a month when we should have been celebrating St. Patrick. March brought an extraordinarily bloody sequence of events. On the 6th of March, British intelligence shot dead three IRA suspects in Gibraltar. Quite what they were supposed to be up to remains unclear, but certainly they were not armed. On March the 16th, during the funerals of those killed in Gibraltar, when many Republican sympathisers were present in Milltown Cemetery, Belfast, a loyalist gunman opened fire on mourners, killing three and wounding 70. 3 days later, during the funerals of the three Republicans killed in the cemetery shooting on the 16th, two British Army corporals in plain clothes for some reason drove their car through the midst of the crowd. The crowd attacked the car, dragged the men from it, and they were beaten, stripped and lynched in a manner that, even amidst the catalogue of violent atrocities in the north, was almost unrivalled and unspeakable. One of the pictures summing up the event which haunts our history was Father Alec Reed, later famed in the peace process, praying over the bloody body of one of the corporals. It was a haunting picture, like Father, later Bishop Edward Daly, trying to carry away the wounded, waving a bloodied white handkerchief in Derry on Bloody Sunday. Times have moved on, but to move on is not to forget. And Christians who know what happened in Holy Week have a particular duty to recall the fury of the mob and the horror of the implications rooted in the passion narrative of the statement at the trial of Jesus, the so-called trial, and their shouts prevailed. All too often in Ireland too, we've seen the painful consequences, the unjust consequences of, and their shouts prevailed.